Hello, and welcome to another episode of Point to Point. It's the show where I drive from one point to another, and I try to get to the point. Today's point, as promised in Friday's episode, sometimes you just get the release order confused. Today, we're talking about a topic that I didn't think I would be talking about for a while, and I think I reserve the right to come back to it, but... Let's talk about sexy games. This is mostly a topic for today, not because what I originally wanted to do when I wanted to talk about what quote unquote sexy games mean is something I've touched on a few times now about how like movies along with games, Wu-Chang Fallen Feather seems to be the latest example of this, of like sexy character. But, like, sexless game. It's supposed to be visually titillating. But, like, the actual, like, human part of a sexy game is missing. As is kind of most... I feel like most sexy games have that problem. I'm really struggling to think of one that really does it well. Even something that I feel like in 2008 would have been the premiere version of this, something like Mass Effect, feels kind of weird right now. It feels like we have not necessarily gone much further than Dead or Alive Beach Volleyball and or Mass Effect. Like, it seems like those are your two paths. And I don't know, like, I feel like, getting into the actual point here, I feel like there is a wide variety of games that deal with sexuality and romance in a way that is not shitty, and it is not, like, only to look at boobies and buddies. It's like, it's for romance, it is for experiencing the story of, like, two people coming together or multiple people coming together to, like, have some amount of, like, sexual release at the end. And, like, that can be fun, and it is a type of story that I think is very core to the human condition, but so often it just ends up being... God, I'm really sorry. It ends up being Stellar Blade, or it ends up being Wu-Chang Fallen Feather, where... Like, you get a bunch of people bandying about, you know, don't censor my video game because my character wears skimpy clothes. And, like, that's fine. I guess there's, like, room for that. Like, I would always hope that you do something interesting with it. Like, I've never played them, but I feel like Bayonetta is the game that does something interesting with it, maybe. But, yeah, I feel like the thing that is really the catalyst of this discussion today, at least, so we'll leave that bit, that stuff behind. It's the itch.io stuff. Specifically, it sounds like they are de-indexing, delisting, kind of, removing, unclear what is actually being done on the back end, but it seems like they have received pressure from their payment processor about having erotica or like explicit games, and I guess their payment processor is like, hey, this is puritanical America again, fuck you, you can't buy these games, otherwise we're gonna pull our support of this. I don't know who their payment processor is. They're an internet company, so I kind of just imagine it's Stripe, but who knows. And really, the thing here that I want to talk about is my complaints about sexy games, about, like, you know, character design as object to look at without the, like, the relationship building or the, like, the flirtation or any of that stuff of just, like, here, look at this beautiful thing. I think that there are a lot of games that tackle that in a much better, more exciting, in multiple meanings of that word, kind of way. And I would bet $100 of erotic games that's on itch. You know, like, the itch is the place where you self-publish a game or you publish a game that primarily would not make it in most other marketplaces. It is like the place where you just put out your Game Jam game. It's like the easiest place to do that, and it's like maybe not the best place to find that stuff, but you know, neither is Steam. And when you look at the people who are making really kick-ass things on itch, like I know that there is a good one of these games out there, and now that their payment processor is basically disallowing them from selling these games for who knows, like capital, I assume that it is for capitalism and or political lobbying is generally how I imagine. Like when the Speaker of the House has a weird porn pact with his son, I imagine that this has something to do with it. So I think that means that, you know, just like a lot of other things, like we lose out on the innovation and we lose out on the great creativity and cool ideas of people who just want to do this for fun. And, you know, it means that as we kind of delist these games, as we make it harder for people to, you know, engage with these types of games, that will like open them up to new types of games, you know, like their Stellar Blade is, you know, not great for the like sex angle of it, but I'm sure that there are like hundreds or thousands of people who got Stellar Blade because the lady looks hot and is now like pretty into Souls-like games. And I think that it can work both ways. Like I think you can have like games that are interesting gameplay and then also have like really good or interesting or compelling depictions of sex or like relationships or all of that stuff. And especially for young people who are looking for relatively free games on an independent marketplace, like that can either be a great place to, you know, find someone who represents themselves as you do and like show you an interesting path or an interesting story about that representation, or it can, you know, be the depiction of what a healthy or, you know, good sexual relationship with someone is. Because, you know, as a kid who grew up in the 90s, I had sitcoms and magazines filled with busty ladies, you know, like the way that you learn as an adolescent in, you know, mid-2000s about like relationships and identity like that is through the covers of Cosmo and Maxim. And like, that's not great. And sure, maybe people aren't finding games on itch who are like in that type of group, but I think there are people who are making games like that that are not doing it for the, you know, the titillation. I think that they are, you know, sure, that's there too, of course, but I think they're doing it also for like the wider space. Like, you don't have to sell 50 million copies of this game. You can sell, you know, 3 and still put out something that is interesting and compelling to a group of people. And it really bums me out. Like, I think that as we look at the state of the industry as it is everything seems to be contracting. As Microsoft lays off more and more people, they are making less and less games. Sony is making the same game, but many of them, but still less than they used to. You know, we start to see this contraction of the, like, monoculture of video games, which is third-person action game that has themes of parenthood or love. And, you know, it just makes it tough because you look at itch, and itch is like the, like, that is the place where you go to find games that are not that. And there is now a massive segment of games that are being disappeared simply because, you know, either the policy of the United States has shifted to be like puritanical evangelical bullshit, or because a payment processor is fickle and can, you know, revoke its ability to make a 5% fee on these games because, you know, they don't want to be associated with it. And like the brand fallout for being like having the MasterCard logo next to, you know, a a furry sex game is like, come on, like really, like that's where we're gonna do it. Like, for some reason, Microsoft is like not having any problems selling AI hardware to like further the genocide in Gaza, but you know, MasterCard or Visa or what have you doesn't want to have their logo next to a porn game. Like, I don't know. Like, it just, when we talk about the weird stratification of games and then like how capital interacts with it, it's just fundamentally absurd to me that this is how this has gone. When the new and noteworthy section of Steam is always 10 games and at least 5 of them are H games, like, come on, like, really? Like, this is what we're doing? Like, we're going to stop this from happening just because like a credit card company or a payment processor or like the extreme litigation about, you know, providing sex things to people is like, I don't know. It just really sucks. Like, I think that there are other ways to do this. I don't love those other ways either. Like, age verification seems to work fine for beer brands on their websites. You have like bad ID verification for other websites and like for porn sites and stuff in like different states, and that sucks. Imagine having to like access the internet by scanning your ID and then having that locked forever on the internet. That sure sounds like a way to never access that website again. I don't know. It seems weird. Like, the internet was supposed to be open and free, and yet here we are. It is not a utility, I guess, and instead it is just a playground for capital to fuck with you and take away the things that you like. And now it just makes it harder for me to, like, find those things, or, you know, it makes it harder for people to hear about those things, I guess, is kind of the bigger deal. Like, as much as my gaming diet, if you will, is typical, like, probably is going to show up on a top 100 list of games that came out this year, there was always this part of me, and I think it's the part of us that hoards, like, a Steam backlog, there's always this part of me that wants to go deep on something once, you know? Like, I think that there are good games like that out there that are, you know, that are touching on, like, more adult explicit stories. But when I asked someone what that game was, or like what they have heard of, they said Cyberpunk, right? And like, Cyberpunk is a game that has sex in it, and it is like the furthering of the Mass Effect flavor of that. Like, oh yeah, if you just do all of their side missions, you get to do it at the end. And like, that's not how real life works. Like, that's not role playing. That's not that's just Skinner box. Like, you just put the thing in there and then you get the reward. And I think that there are people doing it better, and unfortunately I think the people who are doing it better will maybe never have those games see the light of day now because money got in the way, and that sucks and it's a bummer. But I am here. I'm ready to hop on this train into the city and do my work. So thanks for hanging out with me. Sorry this one was a bit of a bummer. Sometimes we got to do those, though, because the world is a bit of a bummer sometimes. But yeah, thanks for hanging out. Check out the site. Plenty of stuff to read and stuff. I've got a South of Midnight review going up. I'm finishing up my Avowed review. And there's lots of stuff. Atomic Heart is coming up in a couple days, I think, the next episode of that. Got some good clips of that one that I think you're going to really enjoy. So thanks for hanging out, and we'll see you next time. See you.